Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Robertson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rennie Stennett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doc Ellis. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Mays trying to get to third. Oliver throws the ball into Hebner, who tags Mays for the out. Boswell moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash catches it and throws to first to double up Garrett. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive towards short. Fregosi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ellis. Hodges moves to second. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Crane Poole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stennett misplays the ball. That's an error on Stennett. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. Garrett steals second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. McAndrew takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. McAndrew moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robertson fields it and throws to home to get Hodges. McAndrew moves to third. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hebner moves to second. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hebner moves to third. Two outs. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cranepool. The throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. Cranepool steals second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hodges is walked intentionally. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAndrew takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boswell juggles the ball. That's an error on Boswell. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Cash goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Mets. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boswell strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hebner moves to third. Two outs. Milt May pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Tug McGraw now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hebner scores. It's Mets, 2, Pirates, 2. Steve Blass pinch runs for Milt May. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. George Theodore pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hodges hits a line drive towards the mound. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. George Theodore now playing left field. Don Hahn now playing center field. Ted Martinez now playing second base. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 4 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 4 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. George Theodore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theodore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Theodore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Ramon Hernandez. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kleins moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stargell is walked intentionally. Cash moves to second. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-4 in the game. Sanguillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kleins scores. Cash moves to third. Stargell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.